Of you this morning, and a great thanks to everyone who helped organize the service some more, our musicians this morning, the people who were arranging for some refreshments afterwards. I want to thank Theo's family that he brought them along while he's going to be baptized this morning. It's going to be a great morning. Everyone who's helped us as ushers, greeters, and all manner of work that was done to put this service together. I appreciate it very, very much, and I'm glad that all of you are here this morning, too. What I want to do this morning is to take a look at baptism. The last time that we baptized people here, I pointed out some of the significance of baptism. Some of you may remember that. It's like getting a check for $5 billion, maybe $5 trillion, and you get that check, and you take it to the bank, give it to the teller. The teller says you have to endorse it, so you on the back of the check, you write, "I heartily endorse this check." You give it back to him. And then the teller says, "No, you've got to put your name on it." And that's what it is with baptism. God presents, as he will to Theo in just a few moments, his immeasurable riches of grace and mercy and love. And there will come a day when Theo will put his name on it. Now, what I'm going to do this morning is just take all of that a step further and just unpack a little bit about what it is to put your name on your baptism, to live it out, to have it come to life, to make it the center of who you are, because it is the symbol and the sign and the sacrament of who we are, which is the ones who are welcomed by God, named by God. We are the children of God. We belong to God because of that. And one of the tremendous things that happens in baptism is that every rejection that you have experienced is broken. Every instance, every time that you have been rejected, the power of that over your life is broken. And the reason that it's broken is because God says to you, "You are my child. You are the one I love. In you I am well pleased." And that, just the power of that, is what breaks the power of rejection that you have had. Now, you may have found that you carry some rejection around. I think everybody does, but I don't want to overstate the case. But you know, if it's you, you may find that you have felt rejection by maybe when you were little, there was some incidents where your parents were angry and you thought maybe you were to blame for that. And you never quite got past that. Or you tried to do something a little later in your life and your family thought, "Wow, that's crazy. What are you doing? You know what? Why are you doing that? Don't you want to eat when you get older?" Things like that reject the dreams that you have, the calling that you have on your life. They put it aside, sometimes out of worry and concern and so forth. You may be thinking that that is something I have carried around. Or maybe none of that happened in your family, but you have done some things that are really, really wrong. Really, you never should have done them. Maybe you've hurt some people that you never should have hurt. Or you did something that was really off. You were given a responsibility and you didn't rise up to it or anything like that. You know, just all kinds of things that could happen. And you have rejected yourself. You're thinking, I'm really not that good. I don't measure up, and I may never measure up. And that incident, and many others like it, prove that. They show that. Or maybe there's just been some times when you've been bullied or set apart or ridiculed, or you came in late and everybody gawked at you, or you had to make a presentation and you did something just awful. Just awful. This is a bit indelicate, but when I was in junior high, we all had to give presentations in front of the class. I'm sure you did too. And this one young girl was very, very nervous about it. And she got up and immediately peed all over the floor. I can barely imagine the kind of rejection that she felt in that incident. The embarrassment. The good news is that in her baptism, there is the sign of the power of God to break the hold of that rejection over her life or anybody's life. The rejection that you may have felt if you thought your parents were mad at you, or your boss told you you were no good, or the coach of the sport that you really wanted to excel at said you'll never make it. Or if you wanted to make it as an actor, and you go along because you're a little better than everybody else until you get to college and the director says, you know, you're just not going to be in this show, and I don't think you'll ever make it. I took a seminar earlier this year on songwriting, and one of the leaders was a guy named Stu G, and he was famous worldwide for a while. He was in a very prominent Christian band, and he was recognized anywhere he went. He looks a little different now because he's older. He might not be so recognized, but he said after the band broke up, I started looking for different ways to write songs and to be in the music industry. And I started collaborating with other writers. And I went to this one session and I presented one of my ideas, and somebody else, I just finished playing it, and right on the spot, another musician said, you know, I would never, ever use a chord like that at all. And this was a couple years ago, and you still felt the sting in his heart as he was describing that to us. There is something about the baptism that God brings us to that breaks that. That breaks the hold of all those kinds of rejection. All because He loves you. He's chosen you. He's come after you. When you are moving away, He still comes after you. If you were part of a flock of 100 sheep, and you wandered off, He would leave the 99 and go get you. And He would carry you back on His shoulders. Because He loves you and you are His. He has named you. There is something about His love for you that will not be overcome by anything. For what can separate us from the love of God? Not sickness, not disaster, not even death can separate us from the love of God. Now, to tell you the absolute God's honest truth, I don't have any idea how else to describe that to you. So what I want to do this morning is lead us in a prayer. And I have it right here. And I'm going to just pass it around to you. And we're going to pray this together. And what this prayer does is it breaks the power of rejection over us. And as you pray this prayer... Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, great. Yeah, pass that back. As you pray this prayer, you may sense the Spirit of God working in your own life and your own heart, breaking those things, breaking what is holding you back. You need some more, don't you? In fact, as I've been describing the way the Spirit of God... Hey, Paul, how you doing? Yeah. As I've been describing the way the Spirit of God works, you may have incidents that are coming to your mind right now. Incidents that have been difficult for you, that have held you back, that have made you feel less than you really are. Okay. Here we go. Hey, Tippy. All right. Okay. All right, can everyone see one? You can bring this home if you want. And this is what we're going to do. We're just going to have a moment of silence before God. And then I'm going to lead us in this prayer. And we'll start it in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. And we'll pray it together. And while that's going on, if you would just turn your heart to the presence of the Lord. Sense it. Even if it's just a little tiny bit that you do that, when you turn to Him, He will turn to you. And you will begin to pick up on the power that He has extended to you at your baptism. That's what's going to happen with Theo in a few minutes. We, in fact, are going to renew our baptismal vows in just a few minutes, right after Theo is presented for baptism. And all of this is the power of God. And then what you will be able to do is to walk more freely in the power of His resurrection. Walk more freely in what you were created to be. Walk more freely in the way that God has designed you, because the weight and the curse of rejection is being broken over your life and will not weigh you down and hold you back. Now, of course, you can slip back into it, but that's why I encourage you to take this home. And you could use it when you feel the need, or regularly, weekly, whenever it seems to work for you. Okay? All right, we'll just take a moment of silence, and if you would connect with the presence of God and see what He may bring to your mind. Okay, let's pray this together out loud. In the name and authority of Jesus Christ, which I received in my baptism, I renounce the lie that I am not loved or lovable. I renounce the curse of rejection that comes from the father of lies. I renounce the authority that I have given to anyone else but You, Father, to tell me my value and worth. You, Father, are the only one who completely knows me and loves me as I am. I acknowledge that by the virtue of my baptism, I am loved and delighted in You, Father. I also acknowledge that by virtue of my blessing in baptism, You have given me Your Holy Spirit, whose love You have poured into my heart. I am one with Jesus, Your beloved. Amen. Would you please stand? And therefore, the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit be with you, remain with you forever. Amen. Please be seated.